Please listen carefully.
And now, live from an alternate dimension, it's the Assuming Positions Podcast, featuring two guys whose words aren't synced up with their mouths, Kevin and Mikey.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Assuming Positions Podcast. Kevin over here.
And Mikey over here.
And we are live at NMA Dallas 2023. Let's hear it. Yes. Yes, that's what we like there. This is a Nerd Talk Radio panel where you get to voice your opinion on all the nerdiest things that Mikey put in a slideshow here. Now, I, like you, don't know what's going to show up here. So I also get to have a nerdy take, and then we get...
That's just a nice way of putting the responsibility on me. If this is terrible...
If this is terrible, blame him. I'm still half of the podcast, so if you like me, listen anyway.
I will take all your complaints and do something with them.
Okay.
On the first, just to let everybody know, this is the Final Fight Battle Edition.
Oh!
Battle Action Edition.
Oh, it's a special edition.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a really bad logo. So.
Okay.
Mainly because sometimes we get opinions, but this one is a little bit more focused on the one or the other. So.
Okay.
First surprise for you. Normally, I do, which is the best Kevin? Because you are my favorite Kevin.
Thank you.
Kevin is my podcast. He's my best friend. And it was an easy pick to pick a best Kevin. But now I've leveled it up. Which Kevin wins in a fight?
Oh.
Who is the strongest Kevin? And I love you, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not on here. Why am I not on here?
I didn't want you to get hurt.
Oh.
I'm looking out for your safety.
That is very sweet. So yes. What are our Kevin choices for the listener?
Up top, we got Kevin Mask from Ultimate Muscle.
Okay.
He's a professional wrestler.
Uh-huh.
We've got Kevin from Resident Evil.
Okay.
That's Kevin Eleven from Ben 10.
Okay.
In Ultimate Monster Form. Kevin Walker from Blank Man. That's an old reference for anybody that gets it. If you get it, it's a pull. There you go. See, we got Agent K. K standing for Kevin from Men in Black.
Some people are like, "Oh, I didn't know."
Yeah, see, he learned something already. Agent K. His first name is Kevin. Kevin Thompson from Daria, an old '90s Gen X cartoon.
Oh my God, Daria!
Yeah,
are you serious?
The dumb jock, but okay. He's got armor, so that's why he's included.
Okay.
And then you know Kevin from Home Alone and Kevin from Up.
Okay.
As the wild cards.
Okay, so I'm gonna go off the rails over here. I don't think off the rails. I don't think Kevin from Home Alone's a wild card. That kid kept those guys out of his house.
Yes.
With all kinds of traps and contraptions and Rube Goldberg devices.
Machinations?
Like, yeah, I think that he could give a lot of trouble to almost all these other Kevins.
Okay.
Especially since they wouldn't be expecting it.
That's why he's the wild card, though.
Yeah.
Somebody did a survey, and they said if Kevin's traps were made in real life, that there would have been, like, if you had the bodies for it, something like 25 homicides on that property.
That was in that crazy Santa movie that had David Harbour in it.
Anybody see the David Harbour Santa movie?
It was not a great movie, but they had, like, not Kevin Arnold. That's the other Kevin.
Wrong Kevin.
Yeah. That's Home Alone. Not Home Alone. That's the Wonder Years Kevin.
Yes.
That Kevin would die. But, girls don't like me. Yeah. But yeah, they did. They had his traps in there, and they were very, very deadly.
I believe it.
They were horribly deadly.
Paint buckets and spikes and fires.
Yeah.
So he's a wild card. I did throw an Agent K in there. He's the old head that's seen a bunch of stuff, so he gets my vote. He has alien technology, so he can take out, you know, Kevin 11, who's cool looking. He's got four arms.
Yeah.
But Kevin from Up is a bird, and birds are scary.
Okay.
The audience agrees.
Birds are scary. Are they real, though? All right, do we have any callers who have opinions on what Kevin would win in a fight? Raise your hand and...
We're also accepting applications for stronger Kevins that aren't listed. I did my best in strong Kevin
caller,
research.
Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you from?
Name's Abraham. I'm here in Dallas, Texas.
All right.
Originally from Texarkana, Texas. I would have to give my vote to Kevin 11 from the Ben 10 franchise. If we follow all of his feats, he's been able to go toe-to-toe with Ben on several occasions, and Ben has been able to do impressive things, too, like... fighting world conquerors, fighting gods, and Kevin can scale equal, if not more powerful, because he can absorb matter and DNA, giving him more of a power advantage, what depends on what he has around him.
Okay.
That's all a right. very powerful Kevin. Oh,
very,
my God.
Very powerful Kevin.
Powerful absorption. And that and the Kevin 11 suggestion actually came from Anime Houston. It was a smarter person than me. It was like, where's Kevin 11? He's missing from your best Kevins. And
Kevin 11.
So, now corrected.
Wayne from Maumelle, Arkansas. I'm going to have to give my vote to Kevin from Up because, you know, he managed to escape from the creepy old guy for quite a while, as well as, you know, give the scout and the Carl quite a bit of run for their money. You know, I think Agent K would certainly, you know, he's pretty wily, but I don't think he's wilier than Kevin from Up, so.
I got it.
Oh.
Valid.
Valid. Any other opinions on the Kevin who's going to win a fight? Hey, caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Alex, and I'm from Dallas.
All right.
I was going to say Agent K, because he has the flash where he stuns you and you forget for a while. So while you're stunted, he can basically just destroy you with the gun. So, but he mentions that Kevin from Up, she's a girl. So yeah.
That's true.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, we aren't discriminating. Girls can be strong Kevins too.
There's also that cricket gun in the arsenal. That thing is crazy.
I forgot about the, like, I blanked on the memory wiper thing, but.
Yeah.
And that would be a great power. Just like every time you mess up, be like, nobody saw that.
Yeah. Callers. No, no more callers on Kevin's.
It's decided.
It's decided. Well, we decide?
Well, it's a final battle now. We've narrowed it down. I think it's a final battle between Kevin 11 and Agent K.
Oh, Kevin 11 and Agent K battle. Yeah. Wow, that'd be a good one. That'd
in
be
the
fun
Home
to watch.
Alone house. As the
in
wife.
The Home Alone house.
And sort of like, you know, the battle arena.
Why is there Christmas music playing?
You said it earlier. We just brought up One Piece. We just did an episode on One Piece. We're getting into it. We love it. I guess it's a hot take on whether you like it or love it. But one of the coolest parts about One Piece is the devil fruit. And they give you powers. So I put it to Kevin and the audience. Which power do you get?
Okay, tell us what the choices are for the listener.
We got the gum gum fruit, which is, you know, it's Luffy. He's the stretchy one. We got the mirror mirror fruit, which is the flame fruit, which is produce and turn into fire at will.
Oh, yeah.
Flame like that on. Person said. We got the bar bar fruit. That's chop chop. That's buggy. Yeah. You know, you can split your body and not get cut. Mm-hmm. We got the go-go fruit, manipulate any gold. The yummy yummy fruit, create, control, and transform into darkness.
Oh, yeah.
The Ito fruit, which is the string fruit. It's basically you get to be puppet master. You get to put strings on things and manipulate them.
Mm-hmm.
The Ushi, animal hybrid fruit. In specifically One Piece, we've seen a hybrid giraffe human and a hybrid bison human.
Mm-hmm.
The Sarasara fruit, which is giant salamander axolotl, animal hybrid again. And then the Opal fruit, manipulate and remodel the world in a sphere that you create. So it's not just like manipulating the world. You have a sort of a tangible area.
They're all different. Which is the one that looks like a banana?
The banana is the Ushi fruit.
Yeah.
You get to turn into a...
I'm like literally picking it on what looks the tastiest.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to pick... Mikey wants me to pick the power, but I'm just like, which one looks yummy?
That's valid. You come across it in the wild, you don't know it's a devil fruit.
Right.
You just inadvertently get powers, but hopefully you pick a pretty one.
I mean, you'd think, like, let's just pick the gum gum fruit because that's what our... hero
that's
has.
What the main protagonist has.
Yeah, but there's so many fun other ones in here. I don't know if I want to be, well, you know, if the Ushi, if there's a wolf Ushi fruit, give me that.
Okay,
because I want to be part wolf.
Animal hybrid is a possibility,
because that would be rad, because you'd be kind of like a werewolf, and I like werewolves. I'm a wolf guy.
And you don't have to worry about getting wet, because werewolves never swim anyway.
Yeah, that's what.
The drawback to the devil fruit is that you lose the ability to swim. And I think other drawbacks.
And one of them turns you into a salamander that can't swim?
Nope.
That's like the worst.
That's it. Them's the rules.
Yeah.
One Piece breaks.
What would you pick?
What would I pick?
Yeah.
I definitely want to, I've said on the podcast before, I think the coolest superpower is shapeshifting.
Yeah.
That's open to debate if you would like to argue with me, but you will be wrong. No, shape-shifting is awesome. So I'm going to eat a fruit that turns me into an animal of some sort. So
oh,
I think
that's
I'm
what
with
I picked.
The Ushi fruit.
Oh, look at us.
Yes.
We're going to be a couple of animals.
Now, the flame fruit is very powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like flame on. You get to be like...
But it was a long time before I was trusted with like open flames and sharp objects. So I don't know if I can be trusted with the flame fruit.
Yeah. Flame on! That's fun. Do we have any callers that have the gum fruit that they want to eat?
Any One Piece fans in here?
Yeah. Over there. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you from?
James, I'm from Longview, Texas.
All right.
Can I ask a question first, though?
Of course you can ask a question.
Is this going to be in, like, our world or, like, the One Piece universe?
We'll say it's real life. The fruit has come over and magically transported into Normie world.
Okay, then I would probably use the Opi Opi Nomi, because you can use that as, like, a doctor fruit, and you could, like, be a doctor, basically, for free, and just instantly know how to use that. So I'd probably do that one.
Manipulate the world. Shape it to your image. That's a strange power, though. I don't know you. We've just met. You came to our panel, so we're friends. I'm going to assume that now. But I hope you use that responsibility for good. Because I can only imagine in the normal world, you're driving through traffic, and then you hit the alternate reality bubble. Like, I'm driving on Rainbow Road right now?
Mm-mm.
What's happening?
There we go. Up front. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Joseph from Beaumont, Texas, far, far away. I would probably go with the Barabara. I mean, you could just hide yourself. I mean, that's one of my favorite things about One Piece is you can just leave his ear and go anywhere.
Yeah, you can
and
listen to stuff.
Yeah, far, far away.
I like it.
Leave my ear over here.
You could leave your ear in secret meetings.
Oh, yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
You could send your hand out on errands to go pick up groceries for you.
Oh, well, yeah. Like just saying?
Yeah. Maybe both hands. It's hard to carry groceries.
You could you could find someone who would cosplay as Wednesday and just be her and be the hand.
Easy
you could
cosplay.
Stay home. Like, were you at that con?
Like my wife was just saying, you could also just send part of your body to go to the bathroom so you can just still watch the show.
I mean, movie theaters, think about that.
Oh, okay.
Small, upper half there.
I'm not sure the logistics of that, but, you know, I guess the bottom half, just so you leave your upper half
in my
there
reality,
on the couch.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, it's got legs down there, the bottom half.
Yeah. Okay. There's a lot of portal magic in there, but you can make it work.
Yeah. Okay.
Hilarious. Oh. But yeah, eat some devil fruit. It's good for you.
Is it?
But speaking of devils, this is on it. This is another choice. We also did Chainsaw Man, which has devils galore. But the thing about Chainsaw Man is you have to make a contract with that devil, which means you have to be buddies with the devil.
Yeah.
And also with Chainsaw Man, the devils have the weirdest names. I mean, that's anime trope 101. Like, let's give it a weird name. So you got Angel, Bat, Carpenter Bee, Claw, Cockroach, Control, Curse, Fish, Fox, Mantis, Mold, Muscle, Needle, Stone, Tomato, Typhoon, Zombie, Pig. Which devil do you make a contract with?
That was so funny to me in that tomato devil. I was like, who's scared of tomatoes?
But according to Chainsaw Man lore, the devils exist because there are people out there that fear them.
Someone fears tomatoes.
Yes, it's kind of like fairies. People believe in them and they give them power.
I know.
Tinkerbell. I think that's Tinkerbell.
But who's
rules.
Afraid of tomatoes?
Somebody. Anybody in here afraid of tomatoes?
Let's see. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Yeah, that's true. You know, my lovely wife is allergic to peanuts, and a lot of people are allergic to peanuts, so their peanut devil is probably very powerful.
It's true.
Yeah.
Just being in the same room, you're going to knock off some people.
The peanut devil would be... I wonder what that would look like. That'd be cool. If anyone like draws anime stuff, draw me a peanut devil and then send it to us, assumingpositions@gmail.com. I want to see it.
And to clarify, he said peanut devil.
Yes.
Peanut devil.
Peanut devil.
Sometimes these microphones get a little wonky.
Man.
Okay, so on here we have the Justice Devil.
I'm going to pick the Wolf Devil.
You said that for the last one. You're going to be a wolf for everything. Spoiler. I love it.
Wait, there's a Grape Devil. Who's afraid of grapes?
Somebody out there. They fall out of trees that kill people.
What powers would the Grape Devil impart on you?
Juiciness, sweetness, vitamin C.
I think that, you know what? I think the Muscle Devil would be pretty awesome.
That's it. But I would. The contract always has a little catch to it, so you probably get more muscles than you know what to do with. So it's just like muscles upon muscles.
Yeah, like those crazy guys who inject stuff into themselves. Yeah.
There you go.
But you'd be super strong, right?
That's it.
Yeah. Who doesn't want to be super strong?
Anybody up for selling their soul, making a contract?
Yeah,
with
who wants
the devil?
To sell their soul? What devil would people sell their soul to? Put your hands up. Don't be afraid. No one's going to make fun of you. It's a convention. Hi, caller. Where are you from? What's your name?
I'm from Fort Worth, Texas.
What's your name, buddy?
My name is Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
So I would pick probably the Gun Devil of all people. So if you've read the manga, y'all know how serious he is. Not to be messed with. If there was a Darkest Devil, I think that would just take the cake because he's just the coolest thing there is in the whole series so far.
Yes.
But yeah, I would pick the Gun Devil for sure.
There you go.
I think it's funny they have the oxymoronic Angel Devil.
Is it more angel? Is it more devil?
Yeah. Anyone else? We got any other callers out there? What devil they want to make a contract with? There we go.
I have a question.
Yes?
So I don't watch Chainsaw Man much. Mm-hmm. Who's the nuclear weapons devil?
That is a devil that is made of nuclear weapons.
So he's as strong as a nuke?
No, no.
Interesting. Okay, that's all.
But reading that now, it's like they kind of did that with Godzilla. Isn't Godzilla a nuclear weapons devil? He's full of
nuclear nuclearness. Oh, we got another one up here.
Hi, so I'm Tyler. I'm from the Dallas area, and obviously your listeners won't be able to see this, but I'm actually cosplaying as Denji now.
Looks like a great Denji. Oh,
so this is partially in character, but also just personal stuff. I would absolutely sign a contract with the Control Devil, because I've only seen the anime, but from what I've had spoiled for me, I know that it's Makima. So I feel like he would just sign away his life immediately just because he is a simp and wants to get with Makima.
That's a scary power, though. Now you're telling me about yourself. You can manipulate people, but that's ultimate control.
One. We got another call over there. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Alex. I'm from the house that you live in. in the Dallas area. To be more vague, I would pick the Eternity Devil just because I've only seen the anime too, but from the episode with the Eternity Devil, it's just an awesome devil. It's got like the way it looks and everything is really cool. That probably wouldn't be like good for me because it is the Eternity Devil and it's like pretty much pure evil, but I just think it's awesome. Like it would be an awesome power to have just like control time and dimensions and stuff like that. So yeah.
Make somebody relive the day over and over again, Groundhog Day style.
The Groundhog Devil.
I would get so much stuff done.
Yeah. All right.
Final answer is Carpenter B. Devil.
I know. Did you make these up or did you find these on the list?
These are canon from Chainsaw Man.
Oh, wow.
I did not create any of these. These are not made up. There's the Skin Devil. Who's afraid of your own skin? So funny. But now we are on to anime hair.
Anime hair everywhere.
Everywhere. And you probably can't see the meme, but anime hair, it's the ideal. It is the ideal hair.
Yeah.
But the thing I always heard about anime growing up is that one of the things, like, they always have that crazy hair. And we got the spread of some classic characters that show it, but right dead center is Dragon Ball Z, which I think is the most notorious of the anime hair. Yeah. So the reason I brought this up is you are now cursed with anime hair, Kevin. What color anime hair and what style of anime hair do you have?
Well, if I want to be the protagonist, I need blonde hair, right?
Oh, is that the automatic thing? Blonde hair means you're hero automatically?
Sometimes. Depends. White hair usually means you're a villain. Sometimes. Depends. Are you stuck with like the hat if you're a hat character?
Probably.
Yeah?
Because you have to take it off every time you do the victory dance. Like, I got the treasure.
Mikey has no hair.
That's it. So I can't participate. No, I get to be Krillin. That's all I get to be from Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, the Dragon Ball Z hair.
No, but that is the interesting thing. So you said it earlier. White hair is usually the bad guy, but it also now it means you're possessed.
Does Naruto do I have to wear the headband if I have the Naruto hair?
I think that's part of his forehead,
like attached to it.
I've never seen him without it.
Yeah, I like Naruto's hair. I think it's pretty stylish.
Okay, so you're going orange spiky.
Yeah.
Almost pop punk. You could be in a 2000s band.
Yeah. All the small things. Yeah.
Anybody want to change their hairstyle? Anybody have any hot takes on?
Oh, what hairstyle are you going with, Mikey?
See, for me, so I was thinking about this. The pink hair is fun because you notice the pink hair, but I think there's a scandal with pink hair characters.
What's the scandal?
I don't know. They're promiscuous. They're lovey-dovey. They're a little bit much.
So you should have pink hair.
I probably should.
Yeah.
But can I? Is it like a nickname? Can I give myself pink hair? Or is it pink hair has to be bequeathed on me? No, for this, I get to choose it.
So yeah, you get to choose it.
I think I'm getting a whole bunch of hair, but I think
we got hot takes on hair.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
So, I mean, personally, having anime hair and never have to go to a barber, never have to worry about waking up hair, you know, it'd be perfect. And it had to be blue. Sorry. That'd be mine.
I love it. Yeah, never have to style it, though. But, like, for Dragon Ball Z, when you're looking at him straight on, his hair's pointing one way. And then he turns and his hair is still pointing that way? Does your hair move with your head?
Ow. I just wonder how you sleep.
On a special pillow.
An anime pillow.
What's up, Denji?
Well, so I don't really need to pick an anime hairstyle because I already kind of have it anyway, if you can't tell. But I actually resent what you say about pink hair.
Uh-oh.
Because you obviously have not seen an anime called Bocchi the Rock.
I have not. Tell me about it.
So Bocchi is this... She has pink hair, obviously, but she is painfully shy.
Ah.
Like, very, very shy. Okay. Like, social anxiety shy. But she's also very, very good at guitar. And the whole show is just about her getting semi, against her will, dragged into playing guitar for this band while she... full of just extroverts, while she's the hardcore introvert. And it's equal parts hilarious, especially if you're shy or have social anxiety, and also just kind of wholesome.
There you go.
Definitely recommend it for anyone listening to this who hasn't seen it.
You had me a pink hair, so I'm already there. But that fits. Shyness, okay. Sweetness. I was thinking a little bit more promiscuous, and that presumed. I apologize. But that's also because I think every time I see somebody with green hair, I think they're born in the forest. It's like, are you a druid?
Come on in.
Come on in, have a seat.
Hey, how's it going?
Are we still here?
No, sorry. Okay. Spoiler alert.
I like JJK. That's my anime right now. And Nanami from that hair, where his hair is like off to the side and he has a fade. I really like that type of hair.
It's good stuff. Always looks cool. But yeah. Always like looks like you're in the middle of an action scene.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Anyone else have a favorite anime hair that they want to have? Hey, Alex.
Hi again. I would, if I were to have any anime character's hair, I would have Saitama's hair. if you don't know him, he's the One Punch Man. And if you don't know the One Punch Man, he is bald. He worked so hard that he lost all of his hair. So it just seems so easy to me. Like no razor, no awkward process of balding, just like a baby wipe in the morning and I'm good.
Hi. In my opinion, I would go with spiky hair. Just any color, but spiky hair, because that seems to be every main character.
There you go.
Like Naruto, Natsu, Ichigo, Goku, all the main characters have spiky hair, so I just, doesn't matter what color, even if it's...
Oh, I'm not going to let you get off that easy. I'm holding an anime power to your head. You have to pick a color hair.
Black hair. That black seems hair. The most menacing. Yeah.
Serious business.
I like that two-tone hair that Bachata has
from
Blue Lock.
There it is.
That's I don't know why. I think if I was young and could pull it off, I'd do that under dye.
There you go.
That's happening right now. That's really cool looking.
To be anime, though, I think you either have to be slightly possessed or you have to have some trauma that takes away some
the
hair color,
right?
The
beast is within me. I have a monster inside me.
No, you have to hang out with me and I'm turning this side of your head a different color.
But now, we have one more. One more.
Yep. We have two more. I didn't know hair was going to be this hot. I was just trying to be silly. Thanks, everybody.
It's always the silly ones that get the most.
Hey, Abraham again from Dallas. If I had to make my hair a favorite anime style, I'll probably go with Future Trunks from Dragon Ball Super. I struggle with short, curly hair. I want to, you know, try getting some long hair, and blue is my favorite color, so I want to, you know, try that hairstyle out. Because with the long hair, you can, you know, like put it in a bun, braid it, something to keep it out of the way, like short hair, so you can always customize it, if so choose.
Yes, I can dig it. That is the problem with anime hair, though. It's never replicable in real life.
Replicable. That's a good one.
There's a Scrabble word.
All right, we got one more.
What's up?
Hello, I'm Tristan from Alvarado.
What's up, Tristan?
If I had to get stuck with a anime hairstyle, it'd probably be Yamada from Yamada-kun and the Seven Witches.
Okay.
It's blue, spiky, with some black undertone to it. I don't know. It was one of the first ones that really kind of shocked me. I mean, it's one I've always kind of liked since then.
Yeah. I can dig it. That is the thing. Like, I like these characters. Why? Because they have cool hair.
There's one more. There's another one back there. Oh, my gosh. The hair.
We may have to cut this short. Sorry.
Oh, I see what you did there. Did you guys get it? We might have to cut this short. Oh, my gosh. Thanks, Dad.
I'll fire myself.
Ace is coming to you.
Hey, caller, what's your name?
My name's Nathaniel. I'm from Dallas. And everybody's talking about hair that looks cool, but what about utility hair?
There you go.
There's people like Squid Girl, for instance, with tentacle hair that, you know, extra limbs. Sounds awesome.
That's it.
I'd go for something like that.
Yeah.
I have the old reference. There was Sindel in Mortal Kombat. She had the hair that would actually grab people and throw around.
Yeah.
That's a good call. And now I have to reassess my argument because I wasn't thinking about utility hair. Ugh. It was all just for looks.
What's next on the docket?
A very complex and intricate argument.
Where did you find that picture? That picture is awesome.
The internet. yeah, it's kind of an Iron Giant ripoff versus three mini Rexes, four mini Rexes.
So robots versus dinosaur. What's your question?
Who would win, robots or dinosaurs?
Oh. What about robot dinosaurs, like those Transformer robot dinosaurs?
Don't get crazy right off the first bat. We got to talk about the argument first, and then we can do the extrapolation.
Okay, sorry. I got excited, and I got crazy right away. Robots versus dinosaurs, I don't think that dinosaurs have a chance. Robots are made of metal, and dinosaurs are made to eat meat.
Dinosaurs could totally crush metal, though.
What?
Oh, we got a headshot? No? Can't crush metal? I may have incorrect facts about dinosaurs.
So you're choosing dinosaurs over robots?
Yes.
Really?
I am. Nature always finds a way. That's what Jeff Goldblum taught me, and that's what I'm sticking with.
Okay. Robots versus dinosaurs.
Yep.
Man. This is like the classic, hey, Dad, who would win?
That's it.
If a robot fought a dinosaur. Well, I'm on team robot. I, for one, welcome our robot overlords, and I believe that you can take care of dinosaurs.
What caliber of robot artillery do you think you need to have to take down some rogue dinosaurs?
I don't think you need artillery. I think you just need a big old giant fighting robot like that guy there who's got the squishy hands and
Yeah, to be fair, I did pick the image that sets up the robot. Look how dominant that stance is.
Yeah. He's winning. Totally winning. We have any hot takes from the calls? Any calls out there? Who's going to win, robots or dinosaurs? Oh, I see two hands up. Ace is coming to you. Robots versus dinosaurs.
I say robots win because they have more utilities. Some have like nukes attached to them, so they could just nuke dinosaurs. They have missiles and every sort of weapon you could think of, they most likely have. Iron Man suits could easily take them down.
Yeah.
Batman suits, like just any of them could just take down the dinosaurs, even with one blow. So I think robots win.
You're very nuke focused. Any other hot takes? Robots versus dinosaur, who wins?
It does have multiple, you have to think of multiple different things. I mean, again, robots have batteries, they have to run on, so eventually they could outlast dinosaurs. But I do have to say, if it was like Terminator 2 dinosaurs, they could just turn themselves into swords and cut the dinosaurs up. I mean, what kind of robots versus dinosaurs, what would this be reality? Like, would it be a planet of dinosaurs and they're just robots invading? Or is it a planet of robots and the dinosaurs invading? How smart are these dinosaurs? I mean, we could go into all kinds of different scenarios here.
All valid points.
Is it every kind of dinosaur or just T-Rexes?
In my mind, doing this question very loosely, it was an aliens versus predators thing. So I'm thinking like group of robots versus group of dinosaurs, maybe on the robot dinosaur planet. Because I think one-on-one, I do have to concede to the robot firepower. But we got batteries we're talking about. I mean, there's factors here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did imagine a planet full of half dinosaurs, half robots.
Our Ace has a take.
I personally think that robots would win only because if you think of Voltron Legendary Defender, you don't need a battery. You got the five paladins right there.
That's it.
And then just the five lions by themselves, those dinosaurs don't stand a chance.
And a super giant robot sword, that's also
a super giant robot sword, you got a shield, got the jaw blades, we got this.
Is Godzilla a dinosaur?
Isn't he a dinosaur?
Because Godzilla beats Mechagodzilla, if I recall.
King Kong helped.
Oh, yeah, that was King Kong helped. Yeah.
Yeah, King Kong beat some dinosaurs.
King Kong would totally beat dinosaurs. We know that already, though.
That has been documented in that documentary.
That documentary I saw.
Okay, good. We are lumping mechs in with robots then. So I think it really just depends on it. Honestly, mechs would absolutely sweep them. Gundams, destroy them. If they were like the Jaegers from Pacific Rim, I mean, they fought basically big dinosaurs in that.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
Yeah, obviously. Warlord Titans or stuff like that from like Warhammer, they would absolutely just crush everything within like a day.
Yeah. You're speaking his language, yeah, Warhammer, yeah. Yep. I gotta take umbrage with Pacific Rim though, because like that Pacific Rim is a giant fighting robot, very cool. But it took two people to drive it at once. I get it. Cool concept, but I've never been that in sync with anybody. And if I have to operate,
we could do it. You and I could do it, Mikey.
We can. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to doubt us. Nobody give us a giant fighting robot.
Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Gabe. I am also from the house you live in the Dallas area. From all these points that people have been making, I think at this point, because robots and dinosaurs are two of the coolest things to ever exist, it depends on who's writing it. Because when Godzilla beat Mechagodzilla, Mechagodzilla was the villain, and that's why he lost, because we're rooting for Godzilla. And when the robots won in Pacific Rim against dinosaur-like creatures, well, we don't want the dinosaur-like creatures to win, because they're the antagonists, and the protagonists were inside the mechs. So I think it depends on whoever's writing the story, whether or not they like robots or dinosaurs more. So, but if they like both...
They're going to make those Transformers that are robots
and dinosaurs.
They're going
to make those Transformers
together,
yeah.
Which never made sense to me as I was, because they were supposed to be robots in disguise.
Dinosaurs in a disguise?
No, people would be like, there's a dinosaur.
Not very inconspicuous.
No. All right, what's next?
What's next? This is weird words I put up here to make people think. So we got Mongasaurs and Animabies. Essentially old heads versus new people. So the old argument that we used to do in Nerd Talk Radio is, which is better, the manga or the anime? The
right.
Eternal debate, you know, hard to find out. But now what's interesting is that I always find with people that are watching the manga, you got the manga readers only, and now you got the anime watchers only. What's spoiler protocol for the manga people? Because they have that power.
Oh.
They know the book is better than the anime, which is the correct answer.
Okay.
But with anime properties now going any direction and there's no telling how well adapted the manga is going to be, do you get to talk about the manga spoilers and tell everybody about it? Or do you let the anime kids be and let them experience their thing on their own?
You shouldn't spoil anybody. That's not cool, man.
But they may not get there. What if you want to talk about something that's in the manga that's not in, that may not be in the show?
Oh, are you saying like they're past that?
Yes.
In the show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because then you get into the sticky thing of why aren't the showrunners putting that in there? Are they saving it for later? And why are they not following along with the manga and how the events happened? Ugh. Yeah, you're right.
I get it.
I never thought of that one. But still, let them watch their show. Don't tell them what's going to happen.
Fair enough.
We always have that argument, though. We always talk about, and if you come to Positrons Unite, if you know things and you think it's cool and you think people are going to be surprised, instead of spoiling it, like watch it with them or something. Be like, oh, wow, I can't wait to see your reaction when this happens.
No, then you turn into the friend that you're watching the anime and I'm the friend that's like waiting for you to have. It's like,
what's wrong with that?
Watching for the reaction.
People do that with their phones.
That's true.
I'm watching this thing and then you get to see how I react to it. I don't mind if I'm watching something and you keep looking over at me.
Mooka. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Anybody here have hot sport takes about spoilers, manga versus anime, anything of that nature?
So, in my opinion, they're both equal, but for different things.
Okay.
Anime is better mainly because of visuals. Some people are dyslexic, so they aren't able to read the stories. So if they want to be able to still like just enjoy what they're trying to read or listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Animes are better for like people that aren't able to read as well, so they can have a visual and they'll be able to hear like what they're saying, so they don't need to read. But manga's better because one, you get to know everything, so you could spoil for people if you wanted. Please don't though; that's very mean. and mangas are better because there are some things you can add to mangas that you can't for animes because they might have like a limit, like. In mangas, you could probably add more gore and whatnot, and if you like bad words, there might be bad words.
But in animes, they might have to take out a few things, so it's not as accurate to the manga. But so either goes. In my opinion, anime is a little better just because visuals are awesome.
Here you go.
So mangas are better because of swear words. Okay. Oh,
wait a second.
Hi, Ace. Go ahead.
Hi.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Ace. I'm not from your house. I'm from down the road. I'm from Dallas. I think manga's better because I'm going to go in a little bit into depth here. Most animes cut out scenes, especially like your more mature ones from the mangas.
Okay.
So a lot of your mangas contain scenes like, you know, like romance, fighting, gore, while the anime is very toned down because most countries don't think it's okay for the younger generation to see.
Mm-hmm.
So I just personally think it's better to read manga, though I have nothing wrong with anime. Anime is amazing. I just think manga is a little bit better if you want to be more in-depth, more informed, just to see everything.
I got you. That kind of taps into what I was, along the lines of what I was thinking about the spoiler stuff, too, because, like, when you're a fan of the manga and the anime, you do notice the gaps in the anime. It's like, oh, they left out this, or they forgot that. But it's cool to see how the anime handles it, but I always like being the book nerd. It's like, well, if you had a problem with it, we talked about this on One Piece, it's like, there was something weird about this episode. It's like, well, in the manga, this extra development is there. But I don't know if that's ruining the property by saying, letting somebody know that they missed something, you know?
Yeah, if you listen to our One Piece, we call them assumptions, our reviews are called assumptions, get it? we just dropped that. It's our latest episode. We talk about how I had never seen any of One Piece before, but Mikey had. And there's some things I noticed in it that seemed weird to me, even though I hadn't seen it. And Mikey was like, oh, that's because XYZ was missing. Mm-hmm. So
we got one over here.
I would say for me, anime is better because you get the audio.
There you go.
And the visuals are good, like color. So like the manga, you know, you don't have color and you don't have audio. Audio is a big thing for me, especially being like an audio and like listener and listening to podcasts and stuff like that. So like when you combine all the like the effects they have and introduced with it, I think it's better. And like impact frames and stuff like that. Now manga is good. I really like, and especially when it's like one for one, like you can watch, like read the manga and see them make the animation and watch that. But I can see being animes being worse because, like, you know, One Piece, there isn't like one to one, or it isn't like, you know, exactly how you would like it. But some anime and manga things, they do it really well together, like JJK and Blue Lock and stuff like that. But
anime is better if you like color too. Yeah.
Yeah. Color.
It is the more full featured experience, though. But unless you're one of those crazy people, one of those book readers where you get that anime in your head. Except it's by your design because you get to think it up.
Wait, there's crazy people. Why are they crazy?
Like
crazy good, you mean?
Yes, crazy good.
Okay.
Man, there's some dope people out there. They got some.
We got one over here.
Active imagination.
Hi, my name's Mandy. I'm from the Dallas area.
Hi.
This is more of like the spoilers. I don't necessarily view it as spoilers unless the person didn't ask for that information. I view it more as like a character, more depth to it. There's anime. You know, they can't capture everything like a manga can. So if I'm just going to give you an extra piece of information, it's just adding depth to that character, why we love that character so much.
Cool. Also, I love your cosplay, by the way. Okay, did I miss any more?
There's one more hot take.
Okay. I guess
I know it's your brother, but give him the microphone.
Okay. I feel like on the topic of spoilers, I feel like character deaths are a little far. I feel like whenever someone spoils a character death, that's like, you know, that's just too painful. But if it's like a plot point or like an arc or a new character,
okay,
I wouldn't call that a spoiler because it only adds onto the story. And also, if you've like watched the show before and you rewatch it, you're not rewatching the entire time going like, ah, this is horrible. This is terrible.
I already know what's going to happen.
You already know what's going to happen. So I feel like in certain cases, knowing what's going to happen next isn't a spoiler. It's just like, oh, I've have an idea of what's happened before, and for some people that might even, you know, that might be a good thing. So who knows?
I get it. I'm on the weird team. I have no problem with spoilers. I will not be the jerk that will go, hey, you like this thing? This is what happens. You know.
Yeah.
It turns out Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
What?
I'm not gonna be that person.
What are you talking about?
But I do think, to your point, like when you're rewatching something, and you already know the outcome, you get not more enjoyment, but there is a factor to it that if you know what's happening, you get to see the journey of how they get there.
Yeah, you can pay attention to other things. You notice other things.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, it's happy hour, Mikey.
It is happy hour. We're taking a break from books and reading and watching anime, and we're drinking some potions. This is easy peasy. If you drink the green potion, you stay young forever. If you drink the blue potion, you breathe in the sea. If you drink the black potion, you become invisible at will. If you drink the red potion, you have power over fire. And you drink the purple potion, you get to teleport.
Oh.
The fine print is not there. It will be made up as we discuss this.
The fine print is not there.
It's not there.
Wow. Okay, does this give you the power, or do you have to drink it every time?
I would imagine it's...
Well, the stay young forever, you only have to drink it once, because it says forever. But, like, teleport, do I have to have, like, a bottle of teleport potion?
No.
Telepotion?
Nope.
And, like, drink... And then teleport, and then drink and teleport?
I think the arbitrary caveat we'll give to the teleport will go by jumper rules. You have to have to see in the place to jump to it.
Yeah, but do I have those powers forever after I drink it once, like the gum fruit?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. So this is giving me superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. These are all so good.
Last time we did this Anime Houston. It was budget superpowers, and they were real janky, so I didn't want to have... cause problems for anybody else. I didn't, you know, make sure everybody gets home safely. So these are actually legit superpowers.
I always pick teleportation. I think that's the bestest power.
Because you're a nightcrawler.
So because you can like fly, because you can teleport up there. And if it's where you can see, then you can keep seeing where you're going. So you can just teleport all around the world eventually.
Eventually.
You'll get there eventually.
Until you teleport into the sea and you forgot to drink your blue potion.
Okay, well, I won't do that. But, yeah, teleportation to me is, like, the best. And especially once you got the jumper rules and you've been there already. So it's like, I mean, commuting is the worst thing ever. It stinks. So you can just be like, oh, you just get up and it's like, oh, time to go to work. Poomf. Here I am. You're never late anymore.
That could be a curse, though, if people get on.
No, you teleport, like, into the bathroom.
There you go.
And then, or outside somewhere, outside a camera, and then just come in, and you're like, hey, I'm here.
You can never let your boss know that you teleport. It's like, how? Why
no,
are you late?
You can't.
Like, never.
They'd be like, but they'd be like, where's your car? You'd have to act like you take the bus or something.
The slowest bus ever made.
Yeah. You'd have to teleport, like, to the bus stop.
I like it. And not to bring it back to lower themes, but it does bring up the topic we brought up earlier. It makes it way easier to go to the bathroom. You just teleport in there, back out. No muss, no fuss.
No muss, no fuss.
Anybody else partaking in our potion?
Yeah, superpowers. Who's going to say invisibility?
No, not me. I'll be going for the teleportation.
Yeah?
Because it'll be, for example, go to conventions a lot easier. If you've already been there once, pop right back in there so you won't have to drive 5 hours or 10 hours again.
Yeah.
Also, with my job, I have to go all over the Dallas area, so if I get to teleport my work van with me, bonus, so I won't have to drive through Dallas traffic to and from work every day.
Yeah. That's the funny thing about teleporting. They never do, like, the Invisible Man thing where, like, your clothes stay or something.
Oh, yeah. You show up to your new location naked.
Naked? That'd be terrible.
That could be the drawback. We could add that in there.
So he makes a really great point about the teleportation thing. Like, for me, I obviously live in the area, so I can't really justify a hotel. But, like, the big issue with cons is that you are beat by the end of the day if you stay there the whole time.
Absolutely.
So the cool thing about teleportation is when you, I don't know, want to just go home, take a nap, you don't have to, like, just leave for the day. You can just go back home, nap, then teleport back.
Bloop. Ooh, teleport straight into bed. Yep. You guys are swaying my vote from earlier, but yes.
Because I never thought of that naked thing. That's kind of funny. Because I always think of the naked thing for invisibility because of, like, the Invisible Man. He has to be naked to be truly invisible. And that's, like, you could only be an invisible person around the equatorial regions, I think. Otherwise, it's going to be, like...
In the warmer climes? Is that what you're saying? Oh, we got two hands up, yeah?
What if we make the clothes invisible as long? Like, if you're wearing clothes... while you drink it, what if you can, like, as long
so
as it's
only
touching
those
your body.
Clothes.
Well, no, as long as it's touching your body. Because, like, you can become invisible at will.
Yeah.
Pour it all over yourself.
Pour it all over.
And as a person that wears pretty much the same outfit every day, that's not...
It would be funny if this was a real potion that existed and some people messed up and they're like, I drink it when I was wearing a t-shirt and shorts and now I can't go anywhere cold.
I love it. Go, Ren. Well, next to you. What's up, man?
Okay, so how young are we talking about? Am I going to be 6 or 7 years old or do I get to pick my age? Because my, you know, perfect time was like 21, 22.
That's true.
Now my body's broken and it hurts all the time, so... Yeah.
A valid concern.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it.
It depends on how much of a jerk your dungeon master is.
That's true.
Okay, fair enough.
Here's the young potion. Okay, I'll drink it. You're 6 now.
Then I'm going to have to stick with number 1. Stay young forever. Just, you know, well, do you get sick? Can you die from getting sick?
No, to have that youthful vigor, to have the energy, to not need those naps that you have to teleport for, to not have a bathroom emergency. No, I can dig it. I was going to arbitrarily say that it might have been vampire rules. Essentially, when you drink the potion is the age that you get. But, you know, I'm with you on the broken body. Too many things are making too many sounds in my skeleton that shouldn't be. So, well, you can pick your age. I like that one.
What's my age again?
Yeah. Right. It's a subcategory because that's a tricky question. But we got another potion taker. Which one are you taking?
I can't really decide between breathe in the sea or become invisible at will.
Okay.
For different reasons. Breathe in the sea. One, if you do hide and seek with your friends, you just hide in the river for like who knows how long. And they will never find you, but be careful. You might be there forever. Who knows? and if you somehow get stranded in the sea, you won't have to worry about needing a boat or something. You can just breathe in the water and just swim. Be careful of sharks. Or the Kraken, if you believe in that. But become invisible, you can go on a stealth mission, and you'll still never be found by your friends or your family. You might be lonely, but who knows?
but you'd have trouble checking your hairdo in the mirror. You'd have trouble checking your outfits and stuff.
You can't look in the mirror. But in general, I'd probably choose invisibility, especially if you just want to beat up your brother because he's annoying you and you don't want him to find you. So
I agree.
I think
all right, one more on this one.
So you did say become invisible at will. So you could see your hair when you want to see yourself. Yeah, so there is that thing. My biggest fear, invisibility would be my true goal, but my biggest fear is I'd be invisible and then die and no one know I was there. And they would just smell it. I mean, would be... I know it's morbid, sorry.
No, you're good. We'll make it a little bit lighter. You get stuck in a building at work, like, oh, yeah, we're shutting down for the day.
In the closet.
It's like, what am I doing here?
I'm
like,
trying to hide and have a heart attack, and they never see me.
If it's at will, can't you just undo it?
Go ahead. You turn it on and off.
That's it.
All right, we have time for one more.
One more? Okay. Yeah. My answer is have pyro over fire because I'm not allowed to have fire.
Oh,
this is just easy.
This is the classic anime ride of choice. Everyone has an opinion on this one.
That's it. Speaking of commutes, people had to drive here.
It doesn't have to
be my lesson.
It doesn't have to be one of the 4s we show. We got Speed Racer.
We got Akira's motorcycle.
Yeah.
We've got the Going Merry. And we got the cat bus. Miyazaki's cat bus.
And I always pick the same thing.
Which is?
Howl's Moving Castle. It's a ride and a house.
It is.
It's a mobile home.
The coolest of mobile homes, though.
Yeah.
I think it's almost an insult to call that a mobile home, but...
It's a mobile castle.
There you go.
It's a moving castle.
It's a howling castle. Oh, we got hands already. I was trying to think of some spicy new ones other than the pictures, but...
So does it have to be an actual vehicle? Because I was thinking Peter Housen from Demon King Daimo. He rides around on his dragon, so that's what I was thinking. If it can be kind of anime rod.
I like it.
Yeah.
We'll allow it.
Yeah.
The judge says okay.
I would probably go with any of one of Bulma's vehicles from Dragon Ball because they can fly, they can go high distance, high speed, and the best part of all, when you're done with it, you push a button, it goes into a capsule, easily portable, and when you want to take it back out, just take the capsule out, push the button, and just throw it.
That's some PIM particle stuff.
Yeah.
That's a cool factor, being able to carry it around in your pocket.
So it has to be a vehicle, right? Or does the flying Nimbus count?
Like a moving thing, something you can transport.
Okay, so I would choose a flying Nimbus. You can fly anywhere, and you can just hide in the clouds for hide and seek. Sorry, I'm thinking about hide and seek for some reason.
There you go.
He really likes nuclear weapons and hide and seek.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
We're going to talk later. I've got a great idea for an anime we're going to make. It's going to be awesome. Hide and seek, nuclear hide and seek.
Yep. All right, we got the wrap-up sign from the guy over in the hallway.
Let's do it. All right.
So we want to thank you guys for listening to us on Nerd Talk Radio. Let's hear for Anime Dallas 2023. Thank you guys so much for participating. We really appreciate it. You guys can find us online at Assuming Pod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yes.
If you want to support our podcast and what we do, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/assumingpod. Every week I ask Mikey, hey, Mikey, what's our email address? It's a Gmail, assumingpositions@gmail.com. Mikey, how do you want them to format the Gmail when they send it to us?
This one's going to be a normal one. You can just send a regular Gmail. But the catch is, because it was such a hot topic, I do want to know your opinion on anime hair.
Okay.
What color hair are you going to do?
Okay. Send us a Gmail on that. We want to thank you guys so much for listening. You are now officially our Positrons. Thank you for being here. We really appreciate you. Want to thank that guy, Brad, for doing our announcing, Not Scott Productions for equipment, and Jazzar for our music. We will see you guys at our next panel at 6. Come to it. It's a sing-along. It's super fun. And after this, we're going to raffle these off. But thank you guys for coming out. Come by. You guys can get some stickers, some cards. Come by our table and hang out and talk to us. We really appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.